Not gay.
No. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. Yeah. My baby's gone. She's gone. Yeah. Gone away. She's gone. She's gone. Yeah. She's just gone.
Right, that's lunch.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to number two in our series of podcasts. I'm...
not actually number two.
It's our second podcast.
Yeah, but the first one actually went pretty well, so...
It doesn't really matter anyway. I'm Corey Wade, and I'm here... I'm joined by Matthew Graham.
All right.
And for the first time... In the studio, Duncan Lau. Duncan?
Hey.
Hey, eloquent to the end. anyway, this is the Corey and Matt show, Better Than Shakespeare, and we've got a great show lined up for you this week. It's really off the hook. I would tell you more, but it's that good that we're trying to build the suspense.
Exactly. CSS has locked down all information about it. it's top secret.
It's that good. We'll be doing Asian news, though.
You know what, I can't wait for Asian news.
Duncan, are you prepared for Asian news?
No, I'm just reading about it now.
he doesn't even know his own people. I don't know what's the role.
Disgraceful.
Disgraceful. It is disgraceful. And we'll be reading some more of your emails. Thank you for your response, fans.
It's been really crazy. I mean, just trying to keep up with all the emails that's come in. We can't really get back to everybody, but we do read them all, and we will read our favorites on the air, so.
Yeah, thank you for that. And, well, I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, I don't get no respect. One time when I was doing this movie, I was supposed to do this dive, got the triple indie. People didn't think it was really me. Hey, I don't get no respect. That's not giant army.
So, Duncan, I don't know if you know this, but Matt and I went to the casino last night.
Anyway, how was that?
It was good. It was, I noticed something. Matt, you can back me up on this. Matt here, he's a bit of a savant when it comes to gambling. Matt, have you ever lost at a casino?
No.
He's got the best luck of anyone, by far, that I've ever met at a casino. I mean...
Some people get the looks, some people win $15 every time they go to the casino.
Some people... Matt, he's got both. the looks and the money.
I didn't want to brag, people can judge themselves on the website.
But see, I don't gamble when I'm there. I'm just there as his good luck charm.
Just use the washroom.
Just use the washroom. What I did do is I walked around a bit, and I saw this guy... who was, for whatever reason, in a wheelchair. He looked very sick. I don't know if you saw him, Matt, but he's very sickly, and he was in a wheelchair. He had a little colostomy bag next to him. I mean, the guy's really not in good shape.
Was he one of the ones with, like, mental issues as well? Or
I don't know. Like, well, he didn't have, like, the smartest look on his face.
Was he drooling and stuff?
Yeah, he was drooling. I don't know.
I
didn't ask. But his wife, or a woman, was taking his hand and physically putting money in it and then helping him put it in the slot. And I started thinking, what the hell is this guy doing? Because, I mean, think about it.
They could be making much better time if she just did it for him.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, honestly, what kind of luck has this guy had? First, let's review.
Yeah.
You're drooling.
Yeah.
You're in a wheelchair and you're shitting in a bag next to it. And you think that suddenly your luck's going to change? I don't know. What do you think? Duncan, thoughts?
Sorry, what's the scene?
You know what,
so we keep him on the show.
We're going to have a new segment later on called Duncan's Observations. It'll just be dead air for 10 minutes. He's really observant.
He really lives in a world of his own.
He's just
trying to read about Asian people.
You're trying to read about Asian people.
You know, he's half Asian. He doesn't know anything about Asian.
I just need to learn about them suddenly.
He decided, like, hey, we could do Asian news. Nobody ever talked about... You know, what's going on in the Asian community. And he doesn't even know about his own people, person he's born in.
80 plus Asian teens live now?
It's on the internet. Not that kind of Asian site. What are you doing?
On the side. Date Asian singles. Like, we should put you on that site. That's another thing. If you guys want to send in emails and ask us questions, especially Duncan, please email us at radio
at johnrobyradio.com
and submit all your questions about Duncan or Asian related issues.
Anything with noodles, bad drivers,
cameras
around your neck. How many can you have at one time? How many till you tip over? That kind of thing.
Gremlins are Asian people. Duncan, what are you looking up? Anyway, back to the casino, Matt. Did you have a good time? Is the main question.
I had a great time, Corey. You know what? I came $15 ahead. Yep. Betty Boop, the machine was good to me.
That machine's always good to you.
The machine's always very good to me. There's a midget that comes out underneath and blows me while I'm playing. I like his better than most.
Where did that come from?
I do not know. I do not know. Actually, I think I just saw a midget's on what Duncan was looking at on online. Duncan is the thing for midget porn.
What's the deal with Giant Obi Radio? This is Jerry Seinfeld telling you and all your friends to go to giantobiradio.com.
Corey, I was out for lunch today.
I was with you, so
yeah. Well, you can help me tell the story. Then.
I sure can.
I went to this place in Kentville. Yeah. Kentville, Nova Scotia. It was called the Big Stop.
It is a big stop.
It is a very big stop. Most people there.
Has to be pretty big to put the people in.
It's got a super wide entrance. Anyway,
it really should be called the Big Stay because these people aren't really stopping. They really can't leave.
Big dump. so anyway. We get in there. It says seat yourself. That's fine. We go pick a table near the window.
Yep.
And our waitress comes over. And
Tanya.
Tanya.
Her name was Tanya.
And she's about your typical high school dropout, sort of 30-ish, I would say. Would you think so?
Streak blonde hair.
Yeah.
Nose ring. I didn't know, but if I was a betting man, she'd have a tattoo, right above her eyes.
Yeah. She's like one of those girls.
She's the type.
Definitely the type.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and she says, would you like to order, whatnot, yada, yada, yada. And so we start to order, and there's only three of us sitting at this table.
Myself, Matt.
And Dr. our own Asian correspondent, Duncan Lau. And by the time she gets to Duncan, who's the third person, she's forgotten my order when I was the first person. She just pointed at me blankly and stared. And then she went, yeah. And she ran away to the kitchen. You know what? Just write the thing down.
Here's what I find interesting. She had to ask Duncan three times what kind of bread he wanted. Whole wheat or white?
White, please. What was that? White?
White?
Well, to be fair, Duncan does mumble, but...
Well, that doesn't... Yeah, but like...
I can see twice Duncan's mumbling. Three times?
Three... Yeah, come on.
Unacceptable.
And then Duncan, and then at a table across from us, there was, of course, the room is full of old people.
Full of old people.
And then, like, there's like,
the people smell.
That was the food. of course, there's the young people. And then Duncan spots the guy over. But Duncan,
There was a Depend dispenser in the bathroom.
Duncan spots this guy in his pajamas. Now, Captain Fashion over here starts having a fit over a guy in his pajamas. Duncan, oh. You were angry?
I just said he was a loser.
Duncan. And then when the woman finally comes back and forgets Duncan's order. That's right, she came back.
That's true, she came back. She forgot
Duncan's response? I have a pen, you can write it down. And he pulls a pen out of his pocket. True story.
Yeah, it's a true story.
But Duncan, I want your thoughts, really. Why were you so angry about the guy in the pajamas?
I just said it was because he was too goddamn lazy to put on a pair of pants.
They were pants. They were pajama bottoms. Is what they.
I believe your exact words were, we're not at fucking meal hall.
I'm going to say something like that.
I'm pretty sure you said that, actually.
And then, actually, beside the guy wearing the pajama pants, there was a girl with her ass cracked.
Oh, the crack, yeah. You know what, girls? Here's a little tip when you're putting pants on in the morning. If your ass is probably, bigger than average, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with big asses. Matt here, he loves them.
Love big asses.
He loves them. He loves big butts, and he can't deny. finish this line. Can't get you.
Other brothers.
Oh, don't even bother. But the point is, this girl had a crack. How long, Matt?
You don't got big buns. My anaconda don't want none, man. What was the question again?
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's the song.
Anyway, the girl's crack is at least an inch. Duncan, you saw it. You had the same view I did.
Duncan got it as a relief.
Fortunately, yeah.
We could have watched a movie on that thing. Stick a projector up. But in the morning when you're putting on pants, here's a rule of thumb, ladies. Make sure they go above your waist. That would be great. Don't you think?
Unless you're hot.
Yeah, but then they don't have big butts.
It's true.
Hot girls don't usually have big butts.
It's true.
Thus making them hot.
But how are we going to have a rule of thumb then?
What?
I guess we're just going to have to say no asses.
What do you mean? So
no asses in the morning, whether you got a nice ass, a big ass, or whatever.
Well, then
no
that's
asses.
Not fair to the girls with nice asses.
It's true.
It's not fair for us either.
It's true.
You think we're boycotting all ass? Duncan, back me up.
Give us a rule of thumb here. What do you think the ruling should be? Thoughts, comments?
What do you guys do in China?
Pay for toilet paper to use the bathroom. That's what I hear. Somebody told me that once.
Really?
Seriously, what happens in China?
No.
Have you ever been to China?
Once.
Once.
You've been to China?
Yeah.
Was it like a homecoming for you? Was it like, finally I fit in?
Do you even think of yourself as Asian?
You're 50% Asian.
It never really occurs to you that you are.
You can have your Asian status card.
There's no such thing. Yet.
10% off at Chinese food restaurants.
They're bad anyway.
But you have to pick up your order. Or the delivery shit.
I mean, does anyone ever ask you if you're Asian? Because you don't really look, you know.
I remember a couple of years ago we asked you if you were Asian, and we were totally surprised that you were.
Because you don't know anything. I have never met a person from any ethnicity who knows as little about that ethnicity as you do about your Asian heritage.
I know a bit about it.
What? Say something to me in Chinese. Something you didn't know about Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
What?
I thought the Ninja Turtles are Japanese.
See, well, I guess you know something more than me.
It's true.
Honestly, what do you know about your Asian culture?
It's Chinese New Year.
Okay, tell us about that then. When is Chinese New Year?
When is Chinese New Year?
No clue.
That must be one hell of a festival every year.
At the Lao household.
Yeah. Yeah.
They turn on Jeopardy and watch it.
Yeah, you could probably learn more that way.
That's a fried chicken.
They sit around doing Sudoku puzzles.
They bought their Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon the second night. Like, really? I think that's your, have you ever thought of taking the Asian history course?
It's gonna be Japanese, isn't it?
Are you offended that on Kung Fu the Legend Continues, David Carradine? Not Asian.
He's not Asian.
It's lighter.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, he's more Asian than you.
He knows more.
Doesn't bother you.
I don't really know.
No.
Doesn't bother you with those kids with the, you know, the white kids with the
Chinese.
Oh,
the Asian gangs. Oh, yeah. Those Asian gangs.
You ever been asked to join one?
Are you really good with the bow staff?
The nunchucks. Katana? Aren't these all Japanese things?
I'm pretty sure
all we've mentioned is Japanese things so far. But the funny thing is, Duncan can't definitively say yes or no. That's what makes this whole thing really sad. He can't say definitively.
So, if we held up the flags of Japan and China, could you pick out which one was which?
Yep.
Could you?
Well, I know which one's the Japanese one.
Have you ever had real Chinese food?
Yeah.
Do you have it at home? Do you eat
kale?
Like, I'm not talking about, like, a restaurant called Look Tuk Tuk. I mean, I'm talking about, like...
Tuk Tuk.
Actually, I think that's the native restaurant.
I took a look. My point is...
The Inuit one. It's a giant gloom.
Yeah. It's cold. But,
cold fish.
No, I mean, like, I run into people all the time who think they're Acadians. You know, like, for those of you not from Nova Scotia, they were like a semi-French community that were expelled from this province. And New Brunswick and places like that. And
PEI as well.
PEI. And you see these people coming down from the States with Acadian flags who can't pronounce, you know, most words in English very well, let alone French. No, seriously, they're from the South.
Yeah.
And, you know, they come down there, they're trying to speak in, you know, they can't even pronounce Acadian right. Yeah. They all call it Arcadian. Yet they all consider themselves to be, you know, ethnically or, you know, culturally Acadian. And we have Mr. Lau here, whose, you know, last name kind of gives away that he has at least some Asian heritage.
But he's black hair.
Well, he's black hair.
Yeah, he gives away that he's black hair. Somebody told me your last name was Lau, I've never seen you before. I need to eat up black hair.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The one Chinese person that doesn't have black hair.
I can't. They all have black hair, is that true?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, it is, that is like, yeah, Mr. Asia over here, just like, yeah, let me...
Asian authority. Number one, David Carradine.
Truly, the legend continues in Kung Fu right now with Duncan.
The legend continues with Duncan alone.
Yeah, he,
knowing so little about the people around him, knowing so little about his own culture, he's generally knowing very little.
So, like, you know, does your dad know more about it?
Seems so.
You would have said, you never just sat down with
you never
dad.
Never asked him? Like, what's our culture, Dad? Like,
Dad, I was thinking the other day, we're kind of Chinese, aren't we? You ever sat down and talked about that?
No.
No.
Where's the origin of the chicken ball?
Look,
I'm pretty sure that's a North American invention.
Chicken ball?
Probably.
Probably.
Sounds probably, thanks. Thanks, Professor Asia. That's probably, who knows? Could have been.
He's in charge of the Asian Studies Institute here.
He is.
At the university.
He sure is. Teaches Kung Fu. But,
how do you eat with chopsticks?
You know, if there's anyone out there who is Asian and thinks that Duncan should learn more, I mean, that's really why we're making him do Asian news, because we're teaching him.
I mean, we think it's everybody should know about where they come from and where their ancestors are from.
And we're just shocked that Duncan doesn't. And, We're doing it one podcast at a time, one trip to a Chinese restaurant at a time.
Now, see, so your father is Chinese, so what's your mom? Is she like...
She's British.
She's Scottish, or...?
British, yeah.
She's British.
Oof. See, there's nothing really you can learn there. I mean, British are with you, aren't they?
Well, we would assume you'd know something. Anything about British? Anything?
If I learned something about Duncan, never assume.
That's very true.
There is, so.
He doesn't know anything.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you're listening to Ginormy Radio at ginormyradio.com.
Duncan, and it's time for, what time is it, Matt?
Asian news!
Woo!
Alright, so this week we have a story about Asian cats and dogs. But no, they're not lovely to pet. They're lovely to eat.
Oh my god! No shit! We're gonna get so sued. Shit. Oh my god, alright, let's hear it. Let's hear Asian news. What's it about?
Well, there's this alley cat rescue group.
Okay.
And they want
they're
to stop...
They're raining cats and dogs.
Okay.
And they like you... Well, they like Asian people.
Yeah.
To stop eating cats and dogs.
Hey Duncan, can we be honorary Asians for the day?
Can I ask you a question? Are you just paraphrasing something that you... Have you just scammed a website? Like, I'm sure there's not a group out there. I'm just gonna jump out on a limb and say there's not a group out there. It's like, you know what? Randomly, we're gonna start a group that it's gonna stop Asian people from eating cats and dogs.
No, well, it's because they don't want diseases being spread from eating cats and dogs.
Like what?
SARS.
Licking the toilet bowl linus.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Is this even real? Like, honestly, though.
I think it is. Because it says it's
this is my research.
Yeah, they want people
to verify the source.
The color scheme on the website's great.
Well, you can check it out. It's at saveacat.org.
Oh, good. Oh. Saveacat.org.
And what did you search on Google to find that?
What'd you search?
I think I searched Asian people.
This is so shitty. You're the worst reporter ever.
I would agree with that.
Oh my god.
I would agree with that.
Alright, what? Okay, well, explain the problem. Is there... What?
What they want to do is they're trying to get people to pressure the Korean and Chinese governments.
Yeah.
To forbid selling cats and dogs in live food markets. So you can't get your cat and dog, you can get your eels and stuff, so...
Good. Good.
That sounds pretty fishy.
So what is there? What
yeah,
are
pretty much just against cruelty to animals
yeah.
and
SARS.
Against the spread of infectious diseases.
Yeah, SARS.
To eat animals.
Yep.
And
is this really a problem though?
I don't know.
How many dogs?
You don't know.
How many dogs have you eaten?
Yeah, honestly, who's ever heard of this? Like,
I thought it was a stereotype.
You're the Asian guy. You know us.
Oh my god. I know. I know how I'll find some hard-hitting Asian news. I'll think of the stereotype. Next week, do we all use cameras? Yeah, that's right. That's what podcast 3 is all going to be about. Week 4, driving slow, the lost art. What the fuck, Duncan? Jesus. Was I give any facts? Is there any facts? Or just like Asian people? Eat cats.
Week 5, co-opting black culture.
Well, we're factually action alert.
Oh, this is action alert.
Yeah, they use bold type. Let's pay attention to this website.
He mumbles a lot. Let's pay attention to this guy.
Well, what do they get for facts? Do all Asian people eat cats? Is that what they're trying to say?
No, but I think they quote.
Do you eat cats?
They say that. Remember, most Asian people. Do not condone cruelty and do not eat cats and dogs. But for the select few.
The select the cat eaters out there.
So for the select few, they had to start a website about it?
Like, is it. I'm not seeing this.
I'm sure they do other stuff than Asian cats with this group.
It's called Save the Cat. What else do they do, Duncan? Like, save the rainforest? They're not like a multinational NGO or something. Jesus Christ, all they're doing is saving the cats. I don't even know where you're getting this dog shit. It's called SaveTheCat.org. Oh, they give write letters to Korean officials. Kim
yeah.
Won Gil. Kim Sung Noon. Kim D. Jun. They all have the same name. The U.S. Embassy. Why? I don't even see this being, like... Do they give figures?
No.
No.
No figures? You've read it all, have you?
You've read everything?
Skimmed through it.
You skimmed through it.
The important points.
He's done.
That's not very Asian.
No, this is what Duncan does. This is how we get Duncan news. This is how he learns about his culture. He skims a website of limited validity to begin with. Then he takes it and filters it through his brain. He filters, all the good parts out. Just like, oh, yeah. All the facts. There's no figures, I assume. All Asian people are eating cat. So first of all, then he finds the part where it says, a select few. Such view, he's like, oh, I'm sure that I'm just saving cats. What else are they saving? It's called SaveTheCat.org, Duncan.
First of all, to learn about your culture, you typed in Asian people in Google.
Next week we'll be looking at the finer parts and points of Asian culture from Wikipedia. It'll be great.
Duncan will pull up all the best links.
Yeah, it'll be best. We'll hook you up with those. So
as soon as she can get you.
That, That's this week in Asian news.
No.
Pip, pip, this is the Queen of England. And you're listening to ChinaWayRadio.com. Cheerio.
Alright, Duncan, got an email here. People last week on the show, we told them you were going to be on the show. We told them the segment's Asian news, that type of thing. Email here, it reads, it's from Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
In the last name. She says, Duncan, is it true what they say about Asian people? They're not very well endowed. I'm just reading, honestly, came in on the email this morning. I thought it was a poignant topic.
I don't know.
Never looked.
Never seen, never need to use it.
I don't look down. Can't turn my head down. Just look straight ahead.
It's a math problem.
I have a messy bathroom, but it's okay. I just drop the pants, walk in, and point. I hear people who walk in there slip off the toilet all the time. That's okay. Whoa! Duncan's been in here. That's all right. That's
You don't have an answer for Andrew?
No one's gonna check. We're not gonna post a photo on the website.
We're not gonna call Save the Asian Penis. Just bring up the websites.
I mean, you can tell her you're 10 feet long, and we're not gonna question it.
Well.
Well, then make it 20.
There you go. There's your answer, Andrea. He's 20 feet long.
Millimeters.
Oh. Well, I guess that's a.
That's the show. Duncan, thoughts, concerns, anything really.
This is your first podcast. Are you excited for the next one?
Absolutely.
I love the careful consideration in the one-word answer.
Yeah, he absolutely. This is the most excited I've ever been.
Ecstatic.
Can't you hear it in my voice? This is amazing for me. Thank you all. I'd like to thank the fans, all the Duncanites out there.
Duncanites, the websites that have been popping up about Duncan. It's just
yeah,
crazy.
Keep the fan sites to a minimum, people, please.
Because he's a very private man.
Yeah. Apparently. He doesn't even know what's in his pants. He hasn't even looked.
He doesn't even know who his family members are. He just thought he showed up one day, and that's pretty much it.
Yep. Well, we had a good time. Again, I'm Corey.
I'm Matt.
I'm Duncan.
And thanks for listening.
Cheers.